This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, hi, it's Monday, April 15th, 2024. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano, and by popular demand, this show is back. If you're not subscribed, please do so wherever you get your podcasts, and please tell your friends about this show. Just a real quick and efficient look at all the headlines as you start your day, kind of like a cheat sheet for current events. Happy to be back and happy to have you here. All right, we always start with the top story, and the biggest one everywhere right now is the growing tension in the Middle East. Iran attacked Israel over the weekend. More than 300 projectiles were reportedly fired. Around 99% of those were intercepted, thanks in part to the U.S. and other allies. But still, things are tense. President Biden condemned the attacks, but made it clear that the U.S. will not take part in any retaliatory strike against Iran. This is not the show to ever go too deep on any story, just, you know, cursory updates. But the world is worried that those two are on the brink of an all-out war. Let's go! All right, okay. Getting into sports here. Hey, congratulations to Scottie Scheffler. He grabbed his second Masters win yesterday. Second win in 3 years. He is now the fourth youngest golfer to have won multiple green jackets. He's only 27. That's wild. Big future. And speaking of big futures, tonight is the 2024 WNBA draft. It's happening in Brooklyn. It's expected that Caitlin Clark will be selected first to the Indiana Fever. We're also going to find out where Angel Reese ends up. Lots of big names out of women's college basketball right now. I will have an update tomorrow. All right, okay, a few entertainment headlines here on this Monday morning. We recently found out that Robert Pattinson is officially a dad, and now we know that he's a girl dad. His fiancée, Suki Waterhouse, confirmed that the baby they had together is a girl. Congratulations. She made that announcement on stage at Coachella over the weekend. More on that later. In relationship news, this one broke on Friday. Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner and Teresa are officially divorcing after 3 months of marriage. They announced it on GMA. According to the couple, they are best friends but had been living separately. And lastly, in case you missed this one also broke on Friday. The famous Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli has passed away at the age of 83. Okay, all right. Okay, on to some movie and TV news here. A quick look at the box office numbers from the weekend. That new movie, Civil War, was number one, $25.7 million. That's the biggest opening of the year for an R-rated movie. There's reportedly a Chris Farley biopic in the works, which will feature actor Paul Walter Hauser as Chris. I like him. I've seen him in a few things. He's a good choice. Josh Gad is directing that movie. In daytime TV news, we just found out that The Talk is ending this year. After 15 seasons on CBS, they're shutting it down. The final shows are airing in December. Another show coming to an end is Star Trek Lower Decks. Season 5 will be the last for that. Ryan Gosling just hosted SNL on Saturday. Chris Stapleton, who's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday. He was the musical guest. There were a bunch of highlights. It was a great show. But one of them was the previously mentioned Caitlin Clark showing up to the Weekend Update desk. Pretty cool moment. And it was just announced that on May 4th, Dua Lipa will do both of the jobs on SNL, hosting and performing. Dua Lipa, May 4th, Star Wars Day. And a recent TV interview that's really gone viral was Conan O'Brien's episode of Hot Ones. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and watch some clips online today. It's led to Conan appreciation posts taking over Twitter. Conan on Hot Ones. Check it out if you have time. Alright, not only is this show back, but AG1 is back as well. They were the very first sponsor of this podcast back in the day, and they're still with me, and I still drink it every day. First thing I consume every single day, it's my routine. It has been for years. I'm an early riser, and this gets me going. Instead of having all those, you know, different pills and supplements all over the place, this is one simple scoop. You mix it into water, and you start your day on the right foot. If you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2. And 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/firstthing. That's drinkag1.com/firstthing. Okay, on to some music headlines here. I've got a recap of weekend number one of Coachella. It wrapped up last night in Indio, California. Of course, there were surprises. There always are. Billie Eilish came out Friday night and sang with Lana Del Rey. That was cool. Shakira also popped up on stage Friday. And while there, she announced a world tour. It's going to be her first since 2018. Olivia Rodrigo showed up as a surprise guest with No Doubt. Renee Rapp came out with Kesha. Tyler, the Creator, brought out A$AP Rocky and Childish Gambino. I like that. Jacob Noel took his dad's old job as the lead singer of Sublime. That was very cool to see. Grimes, that said, didn't go so well. She apologized to her fans after technical issues really screwed things up. She said she's going to have it all sorted out before next weekend, because, yes, next weekend is weekend number two of Coachella. Oh, and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were there. I saw videos of them just hanging in the crowd watching Ice Spice and Bleachers. Pretty wild. Now, a couple things unrelated to Coachella. There's a wedding band in Philadelphia called Jelly Roll. One word. They've been around since the 80s, and they are currently suing, yep, you guessed it, Jelly Roll. The man. Two words, Jelly Roll. They said they used to be easy to Google and find online, but ever since he blew up, not so much. And lastly here, Cowboy Carter by Beyoncé is the number one album in the country for a second straight week. A few additional headlines this morning. The Biden administration just announced they're forgiving another $7.4 billion in student debt that's going to affect 277,000 borrowers. There are Republican lawsuits challenging the legality of it, but the Biden administration says they have now provided relief to 4.3 million people. While we're talking about presidents, I'll mention that former President Trump's hush money trial is set to begin today with jury selection. That's the Stormy Daniels case. It started today. Today is tax day. Yay. To lift our spirits, I know that Krispy Kreme, Hooters, Potbelly, Grubhub, Arby's, Dave & Buster's, and a bunch more are offering all sorts of deals because you want to save money after you file your taxes. Go get a free sandwich. And lastly here, I always like to end the show with a nice positive story when I can. And today it's a birthday shout out to the world's oldest gorilla. Her name is Fatu. And she's 67 years old. She lives at the Berlin Zoo, born in 1957. 67. Happy birthday, Fatu. Here's to 67 more years.
The show is over now.
Okay. That was quick. Thanks for being here, friends. Appreciate it. Like I said, make sure you subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll be back tomorrow, okay? Have a great Monday. Have a great week.
Please tell your friends about this show.